Stephen Page has had an unbelievable 35-plus year career in music, both with the Bare Naked Ladies and as a solo artist. We are so lucky to have him touring across northwestern Ontario, and I feel privileged to be chatting with him. Thank you so much for your time, Stephen.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
So how did you end up working and performing with Craig Northey and Kevin Fox for the Stephen Page Trio?
Well, I've known both of these guys for a long time. Kevin, I met back in 2000. He was playing bass with the great Sarah Harmer on tour, and they were opening for us in the U.S. one summer. And I just loved watching Kevin. Even though they weren't his songs, he just digs in with this kind of passion. And then he'd pull out his cello and play cello in a few songs. I thought, that's amazing. So when I left B&O in 2009, first person I called was Kevin and said, you know, would you want to do some folk festivals across Canada with me? And did those as a duo, and we've been playing together ever since. And Craig Northey, who many of your listeners will know from the band The Odd, and also from the Corner Gas theme that he wrote and sang, he and I have known each other since about 1993, I think. You know, The Odds and Bare Naked Ladies toured together a lot in the 90s. We've just been really close friends for a long time, and we started writing songs together around 2010 and did some duo shows together as well. And about 6 or 7 years ago, I thought, why don't I combine these two duos of my two close friends, and we'll make a trio. And it's been like that ever since.
I wanted to ask you, because I know there are a lot of people that focus on your time in BNL when they chat with you, what has been a few of the most gratifying moments of your career as a solo artist? I'm willing to bet, based on some of my research, there's one recent performance that would make that list. But what have been a few of your most gratifying solo career moments?
Well, a couple fairly recent ones that were pretty exciting. Last year, we as a trio got to open for The Who on a bunch of their shows in Canada and the U.S. And that was pretty amazing. I mean, to play with people who've been my heroes since I was a kid, you know, really the first band I fell in love with that wasn't the Beatles was The Who. And then be able to go out and watch them play every night and exchange some nice conversations with Pete Townsend in the hallway or the catering room and stuff was pretty amazing. And then we also did a show last year for Michael J. Fox for his organization for Parkinson's research, which was pretty amazing as well. Great to play. There were some great musicians like Steve Jordan, who plays drums in the Rolling Stones, as the backing band for us, and we got to play this event. Michael and his family were all down front and center dancing to The Old Apartment and Brian Wilson, which was pretty cool.
I love that somebody like you that has been in the industry for a while continues to get to tick off great moments. You recently got a chance to play Wilfrid Laurier University with the Students and Faculty Orchestra, and your son Isaac was conducting, right?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. As a musician, it was a really fulfilling and amazing show, but as a dad, I mean, gosh, there's nothing better. Like, so my son was actually the conductor. He's a professional classical orchestra conductor, and he was the conductor for this orchestra show, and the best part about it was, like, I didn't even have to worry. We've done a few of these now, and he's good enough now that I felt like I didn't even have to protect him. Like, you know, that dad instinct kicks in, and we'd be playing on stage, and it was like, no, he's got the reins on this thing. He's got it under control. That's an amazing feeling.
On so many levels, that must have been incredibly rewarding and fulfilling.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like you've done something right as a dad, but even more than that, it's just somebody who I've watched from the day he was born turn into the thing that he was destined to be. I mean, he really is so good at what he does and a good person on top of that, which is the most important part.
So how do you put together a set list for an audience that may very well follow and appreciate your solo music, myself included, but are likely most familiar with music and songs that you wrote with BNL? You know, you are at a point now where you were 20 years with them, roughly 15 years as a solo.
You got to realize at this point in your career, I've been doing this for 35 years, that, you know, you have a lot of material to choose from, and that most of the audience are there because they remember your music from 30 years ago or 25 years ago or whatever else, and that those songs mean something to them. They remind them of good times in their life. They remind them of specific memories. So I feel like, in a way, it's really important to play a lot of that stuff. So I play The Old Apartment and Brian Wilson and What a Good Boy, lots of those kind of old classic Bare Naked Ladies hits. And then I dig into the deep cuts from the BNL records, too, because there's people who've just lived with those albums. And the music still means a lot to me. But I also want to kind of catch up with people. Sometimes you see artists who seem to kind of turn their backs on the old material because either they're embarrassed of it or they only think about where they're going or where they're at now. And I look at it more like catching up with an old friend. I play you some new stuff so that you get a chance to kind of hear where I'm at now and meet the guys that I'm with. And also then we can share memories together with the old stuff.
How often do well-meaning fans say, I wish you and Bare Naked Ladies would get back together? How do you handle that if it happens with grace?
It happens more on the internet than it happens in real life. People will say very nice things. That's something I have to remind myself. I'm not really in control of whether I'm with the other guys or not. We split apart 15 years ago, and we did the one reunion at the Juno Awards in 2018, which was a lot of fun. But honestly, I don't think they have any interest in working with me again. I've got to be honest about that. I wish them well, and if the opportunity came up again, I'm sure on a short term, you know, one-off thing, I would be very happy to do it. But I understand why people like that, because I know that we as a band had a special chemistry. So when people say that, I just understand that's what they're getting at, because they thought we had something really special. But hopefully they see the show that I'm doing now, they can feel some connection to that.
You're part of a super group, the Trans-Canada Highwaymen. It's you and Craig Northey again from The Odds, Chris Murphy from Sloan, Mo Berg from The Pursuit of Happiness. I love the tagline on this: your favorite songs from the 60s and 70s sung by your favorite artists from the 80s and 90s today. It's classic Canadian rock. A couple of songs that you sing lead on are Undone from The Guess Who, Rock Me Gently from Andy Kim. I know you've been working with these guys without releasing an album for quite a while. What led to the project? How did you decide on what songs to include?
We had started playing together, I guess, around 2016. The live show was essentially the four of us playing each guy's biggest hit, and then the four of us back them up. So we're a band, and we all switch instruments. So I might play drums on one of Chris's Sloan songs, and then bass on one of Moe's Pursuit of Happiness songs, and so on. And it's, you know, it's a really fun show. But it's kind of a tough thing to describe to people. So we knew we kind of needed to be out there, you know, getting some, hopefully some radio play, getting on the streaming services, those kinds of things, and re-recording our own hits, especially for guys who are still in those bands, like Chris is in Sloan. Re-recording Sloan hits seemed weird. So we thought, what kind of concept could we do? And came up the idea of doing, essentially, like at one of those old K-Tel records that we grew up with, 1,000 hits, and we've cut it down to, this record was going to be just 1969 to 1975, all Canadian, and they had to all have been hits in Canada. So then we just went through a list of all those kinds of songs, and I took most of the big belters like Undone and Rock Me Gently, and, you know, we just kind of took the songs that I think we had the best childhood memories of as well.
So you have a new album out. Let's tell everybody about the album.
Yeah, so the album is called Explosive Hits Volume 1. It's like our interpretation of a 70s K-Tel record of all Canadian hits, but rather than original hits, original stars, it's us doing the songs, and we have songs that we covered from The Guess Who and April Wine and Michelle Pagliaro, and on and on and on. And it's a lot of fun. We play everything. Each guy sings three or four songs, and there's one original song, a song I wrote about the formation of the band called The Theme from Trans-Canada Highwaymen that I'm also really proud of.
And this is, as they like to say nowadays, available wherever you buy your music, right?
That's exactly right.
Have you ever traveled or performed here in northwestern Ontario before, and what's been the experience so far?
You know, apart from playing Thunder Bay, playing it over the years, everything from playing the clubs to the university to the theater to playing the Boy Scout Jamboree in 1997.
Nice.
The thing is, for us, we've never had the opportunity to play these smaller communities. Quite often, you just drive past them on the Trans-Canada Highway, and that's it. And this opportunity came up for us to play 8 communities in the northwest of Ontario. And it's like, yes, of course. All we needed was somebody to ask and for us to be able to set aside the dates to do it. So we're having a blast just coming through and getting to meet people where they live rather than them having to come long distances to come see us. And just, you know, being treated so well, welcomed so warmly. It's a great opportunity for us to connect with people up here.
People with his pedigree do not come through northwestern Ontario that often. Make sure you check out Stephen and the Stephen Page Trio as they continue their tour through northwestern Ontario. Stephen, I cannot thank you enough for your time.
Oh, very cool. It was great to talk to you.